Hey guys, this is Sean and welcome to another video on overcoming relationship anxiety and retroactive jealousy. In today's video, I'll be talking to you about a big question a lot of people ask on various search engines and social media, and this is, why does a relationship fail? I'll be talking about three of the main reasons that keep coming up, and I'll be giving you tips on what to focus on to overcome them. So please listen out to the end. And this really applies to someone who is in a relationship with someone intimately, but it will also help you with other relationships like your friends, your family, your work colleagues. So your overall experience in your life will improve if you focus on these three things. Focus on changing the behavior around what's happening to you or what's happening around you, okay? So without further ado, I'm going to talk about the three main things: communication issues, trust issues, and conflict resolution. The first one, communication issues, is really the main problem in all relationship failure, in all relationships breaking down. The inability to express what you want, what you need, your feelings, your thoughts, your concerns effectively to your partner, and them do that towards you, leads to misunderstandings, leads to arguments, leads to people shutting down, leads to people attacking, deflecting, and this creates resentment in the long run, because you start to feel like, this person doesn't get me. They're not even trying to get me. All they're doing is talking about their issue, and they're not really understanding my thoughts and feelings and what I'm struggling with or what I need or what I want. And this creates a rift. It creates distance in the relationship, and eventually the relationship will break down if you don't work on it. So the first thing you really need to do to overcome communication issues is start to communicate with yourself, being true to yourself. Ask yourself what you want and what you need in order to feel safe and secure in the relationship. And then once you start building on that relationship, that personal relationship, you will be able to communicate clearly to someone without judgment. You'll communicate openly, and you'll be able to be a lot more open to receive someone else's opinion, because you're able to express your wants and needs, and you will allow your partner to express their wants and needs. This is at the pinnacle of overcoming communication issues, overcoming feelings of resentment. This person gets me. This person understands me. I can see that they're trying. I know what they're thinking and feeling because they're expressing themselves to me, and they're allowing me to do that. That will help you overcome communication issues. The next one, number two, is trust issues. Trust issues are the most important thing for a healthy relationship. When you feel as though trust has been broken due to infidelity, secrecy, breaches of confidence, like, you know, you say that you're going to be somewhere on time, you say you're going to do this, but you don't, and it happens repetitively, it really causes issues in relationship, and it can severely strain the relationship. So it's important that when trust is broken, if you are in the mindset that, okay, this person is a human being, they have done something that is negative, is it something that I can or want to work through? Then, once you've established the answers to those questions, you need to then ask them what they were thinking or how they were feeling to cause the negative action. Infidelity, lying, secrecy, a breach in your confidence, or something like that. If they do something that breaks your trust, be more focused on what was going on for them to do that. Obviously, first of all, you need to understand if it's something that you would stand for, if it's something that you can deal with. If it's not, communicate it. If it's something heinous, if it's terrible, like they've done something really, really bad, a terrible crime, you need to decide whether you want to be in that relationship or not anymore. It's your decision. You have control. So you need to understand this. No matter what the action is, there is a positive intention behind that action. They might be struggling, they might feel hurt, they might feel less than. There's all sorts of reasons, but you need to establish if it's something that you can work through with them and understand the behavior in order to move forward. Okay. Number three is conflict resolution. This is where you're discussing things that turn into arguments, that turn into disagreements, and you might be communicating poorly with each other, where you're not giving each other ground. You are not compromising with each other. And this will really create a breakdown in the relationship, because there will be attacking, there will be deflecting, there'll be defensiveness, and there will be just pointing fingers at each other. And this can really escalate and create a huge amount of tension in the relationship and eventually erode the relationship altogether. So it's important that you notice these things. You need to avoid judgment, assumptions, shame and blame. You need to avoid deflection as well. Deflection is where someone is telling you they have a problem and all you're thinking about is, how can I justify my behavior, right? No, you need to wait for a moment, listen to what they're saying, acknowledge that, take a moment, and then when they have settled, you have your turn to speak. Your partner needs to let you speak as well, because no matter what happens, no matter what bad things are done or said, there are always two sides to the story. And the ability to communicate in such a way that you are really trying to advocate for each other, you're trying to understand, you're trying to find middle ground with each other, you'll find a place where you'll be able to overcome these three things more and more often. So it is possible to overcome these three main issues that I've spoken about, and I hope these tips have really given you a little bit of insight into how you can move from a negative place to a more positive place in your relationship with your partner, and in fact with your friends, your family, and even work colleagues. Guys, take care. We'll see you in the next video, and please leave some comments below if you have any questions or you have any suggestions at all. Thank you and take care. Bye.